Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 19, 1806. The Corps' Camp, a sight for sore eyes. Captain Clark is kept busy today treating the Indians for a multitude of afflictions. For several days now there has been almost constant rain, and the hunters have had very little success, so food supplies are low. The salmon, however, are expected soon, and the captains have received word of their appearance on Lewis's River. Captain Clark writes about the day.
It continued to rain this morning until 8 o'clock, when it became fair. We sent Charbonneau, Thompson, Potts, Hall, and Weiser over the river to a village above in order to purchase some roots to eat with our lean bear meat. For this purchase we gave them a few awls, knitting pins, armbands, and directed them to proceed up on this side of the river, opposite to the village, and cross in the canoe which we are informed is at that place. Sent Joseph and Reuben Field up the river a short distance, after the horse which Captain Lewis rode over the mountains last fall, which horse was seen yesterday with a gang of Indian horses, and is very wild. About 12 o'clock, 4 men and 8 women came to our camp with Thompson, who went to the village early this morning. Those men applied for eye water, and the women had a variety of complaints, though the most general complaint was the rheumatism, pains in the back, and the sore eyes. They also brought food and a very young child, whom they said had been very sick. I administered eye water to all. 2 of the women I gave a cathartic, one of whose spirits were very low and much hyped. I gave 30 drops of laudanum, and to the others I had their backs, hips, legs, thighs, and arms well ribbed with volatile liniment. All of those poor people thought themselves much benefited by what had been done for them, and at 3 p.m. they all returned to their villages well satisfied. At 5 p.m., Potts, Charbonneau, and the others returned from the village with about 6 bushels of root the natives call kaus, and some bread of the same root. Reuben and Joseph Field returned with the horse Captain Lewis rode across the Rocky Mountains. We had this horse immediately cut with 2 others, which we had not before thought proper to castrate. We amused ourselves about an hour this afternoon, looking at the men run their horses. Several of them would be thought swift horses in the Atlantic States. Captain William Clark, May 19, 1806.
Laudanum is a tincture of opium, given as a sedative in this case. When Clark wrote of the woman being hyped, he meant she was afflicted with hypochondria, in this case, perhaps, depression. Monday. Rain, rain, rain.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.